Hello, everybody. This is the Friendly Bear Podcast, where we interview some of the best and brightest traders in the trading community. Listen to inspiring stories and nuggets of insight from current and future game changers in the trading space. Listen and learn as we explore all types of trading niches with some of the best in the industry from a Friendly Bear point of view. Make sure to check out the Friendly Bear Podcast's new YouTube channel called Friendly Bear Research, which includes all the podcast video content and supplemental screen shares. If you enjoy the podcast, please consider leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. With that being said, I'm your host, David, aka Reverse Long, and this is the Friendly Bear Podcast. Let's dive in. Hey guys, I'm back here for the first time in 15 years at the University of Florida School of Architecture. So this place brings back a lot of memories. This is where I used to spend a lot of time in the studios, and I would spend sometimes days there, man. 24, 48 hours, it was the norm. I remember my last week, the graduation week, I was planning my exit out of here, and I was working on the portfolio, and I spent like 2 weeks in the studio nonstop, and yeah, brings a lot. So did well over here. But yeah, I wanted to, so I got invited back for an event for alumni, the top 100 alumni companies. And I was invited for that awards and got a tour the whole new facilities. There's a new building being built in that section. So like, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on with the architecture department. And yeah, they invited me for the future, near future, to do a guest lecture and some panel discussions, critiques. I'm excited to get reconnected with the university again. You know, this all, and it's crazy because this all happens with the success with trading, which is like different than architecture. But at the same time, I borrowed a lot from architecture and I applied it towards my trading career. So, for example, the studio culture here, you know, the all-nighters, the work ethic, that I took directly and applied it towards trading. When I first started trading and got into that private office, what do you call it, that WeWork office, I imagined myself in the studios again, studying and working on my crafts, you know, like for a long-term vision for success. That's exactly the way I saw it. Because architects, you don't become an architect overnight or in 6 months. It takes 4 years of school, and then you got to go get the master's degree, 2 to 3 years, and then you got to get a license, 2 to 3 years. It's a long road. So, and unfortunately with architecture, the pay doesn't match what the job description is, which is like creating these beautiful buildings for society that impact society. And everybody is impacted by architecture, but the pay doesn't match that, you know? So that's why, you know, you can consider stock trading. All these students here, they should consider stock trading, man, you know? But anyway, I wanted to talk about like the relationship with architecture and trading that I was able to borrow a lot. So for example, I think of things like three-dimensionally, you know, like when architecture, one drawing is called the axonometric. It's like a 3D kind of drawing. While everyone's looking in plan, let's say, you know, normal retail traders are looking in plan 2D, I'm looking in 3D, 4D, and I'm putting things together, putting the pieces of the puzzle together constantly. And that's what I was able to do, related for myself, and get, you know, that's what worked for me to, you know, be successful at trading. Constantly putting the pieces of the puzzle together, constantly getting information and plugging it in, forming a thesis, and then, you know, trading off the thesis, you know? So, and another thing is I always talk about that, the composer of a symphony. I got that here from Professor Alfonso Perez. He's actually in Vicenza, Italy right now. I was invited also to go to Italy again, you know? So Italy, I went to Italy back in 2008. Amazing experience. And I had Alfonso Perez as a professor, and he always would say the architect is like a composer of a symphony. You have all these instruments, and the composer has to know it in his head and formulate the notes and compose the symphony, and then it all comes to life. He knows the sounds of the instruments in his head, and he puts, and those sounds all come together to form the composition of a symphony. So that's what architects are. The architects got to know about engineering, about art, about culture, about sun, about light, about the city plan and all these things, and then come up with the vision for a building and just design it and have the optimism to see it through. It's beautiful. So with trading, that's how I relate it. The composer of a symphony. When I'm in front of my screens, I'm the composer. I'm getting all this information, a little bit, you know, all my scanners, all this work that I've done. I understand technicals, I understand candlesticks, I understand patterns, I know what I'm looking for, I know the dilution, I know the SEC filings, I know the fundamentals, I know, you know. So, and then the scanners, I have them all set up to feed me what I'm looking for, potentially what I'm looking for, and I'm able to, you know, dissect it immediately, a process that I've refined over the years to be so quick, you know, 30 seconds to a minute. Like I know everything about what I'm about to trade. So that's how I see myself, the composer of a symphony. Then once I go to trade it, it all just comes together like music, you know? So, but it takes a while to get there. It takes a while to get there to that level. And, you know, with trading, you know, as retail traders, most people have, they've done something in their life. They're good at something that they've done before trading. So you got to find out what that is for you and relate it to trading, because trading is so hard. Just to learn it from scratch, that's already hard. So how do you relate other things and bring those things into trading, so you can, like, you know, you can relate it and it's easier to understand. It's easier to make a process for yourself, you know. So for me, it was architecture. For some people, it's music. For some people, it's engineering. For some people, it's, I don't know, you know, it's whatever it is. So like for me, it's architecture. So architecture, and the beauty with architecture is it's an art and a science. Trading is an art and science. A lot of parallels. It's a shame I don't know any architects. Architects are usually really conservative. Like, trading is risky, right? But everything is risky. When people wanted to fly planes, that was risky. You know, you're flying in the sky, you could crash, you know. Or when I'm sure, I don't know the history of the elevator, but I'm pretty sure, like, when people thought about skyscrapers, the elevator was risky. So everything's risky. So it's like, but they've managed to make these things so efficient that it's not risky anymore. The elevator, the plane, I'm flying after this to Miami, I'm flying after that to a secret location I can't reveal. You'll see the results. It's a secret location, you know. Yeah, I'm not thinking about the plane, anything, you know. It's super, it's just automatic. So that's how trading should be. And I think architects have the skills or the thinking, the mindset to make it happen, where it's like, it's automatic. Like when I go into the office, everything is automatic. I have my broker stop losses. I have my stop loss. I have like my diversification of my account. I have a few accounts. I have, you know, backup accounts. I have so many things in place to make this like seamless for me at this point. You know, but it takes a while to get there. You don't get there overnight. But yeah, I'm excited to get back reconnected with the university, man. This is a great experience. So see, trading, you know, it's just because when I graduated from here, I never looked back. I almost forgot about it. Almost got lost in the distance that I'm a Gator, you know, you know. So like, I just because, you know, I'm just focused on the real world. When trading got involved, like I had to focus so hard on that I just forgot about University of Florida, you know. And after they saw me on Business Insider, and I've been on Business Insider now like 5 times, on Forbes, other outlets, now like they reached out to me and they were so happy that I'm an alumni. I represent the school. And with architecture, this is the undergraduate. So undergraduate, you can decide whether to go to grad school or not. And if you don't go to grad school, you got the education from architecture. You can the thing of architecture, so creative thinking, you can do other things with it. And a lot of graduates become like entrepreneurs or other things. And that's what I did. I didn't even think about it. I didn't think that like that's what I was doing, because I went and pursued the master's also. So, you know, I was kind of like, for example, at UCLA, for my master's, I don't think anyone would, you know, the whole thing of stock trading is very foreign, because I was a professional school. So everything was like super professional there. But here is different. Like a lot of, it's very normal to like do something else outside of architecture. What you use your architecture, what you learned here, and apply it towards whatever you're doing, which is exactly what I'm doing. So I'm looking forward to connecting more with the school, with the students, and hopefully, you know, more architects become traders. Let's see, but at the high level, you know, so this trading, you got to treat it very, very serious. And that's something I've always done, you know, so it's not a game for me. You know, I'm not out here driving the Lambo with the neck tattoos. It's just not going to be me. So I'm not going to do the YouTube videos with the cover art, with the gaping mouth to get engagement. I don't care about engagement. Either you want, you like it or you don't, or, you know, whatever. I don't care. But I've always approached this with like a professional mindset, and it's worked out very well. And this is great. So keep an eye out for, I got a lot of videos come up because I'm going to be traveling a lot. So I'm going to be documenting my travels and doing more of these videos. And yeah, it's going to be fun. And once again, I'm out of here. Go Gators.
That concludes today's episode. Make sure to like and subscribe to the channel on the platform you use. The Friendly Bear Podcast is hosted by me, David, where you can find me on Twitter at @reverse_long. You can find the Friendly Bear Podcast at www.thefriendlybearpodcast.com, as well as on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, Amazon Music, and now on YouTube at Friendly Bear Research. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Friendly Bear Podcast.